Welcome to the Girl Scout Advantage podcast, a podcast where we educate, empower, and share the stories of the Girl Scout experience. Join us to rediscover the magic of leadership, teamwork, and personal discovery. The Girl Scout Advantage, a podcast where you will learn how the Girl Scouts Heart of Michigan creates successful girls for today who will become the leaders of our tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Girl Scout Advantage podcast. I'm your host, Brenna West, and today I'm so excited to be chatting with Jennifer Klein, who is one of our amazing volunteers out of Ypsilanti, about her Girl Scout experience. So Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Brenna.
Of course. So to get us started, would you mind just sharing with our audience a little bit about yourself?
Oh, sure, no problem. So I've been a Girl Scout leader for 16 years or so. I was formerly a Girl Scout for in Canada. I now run a troop out of Ypsilanti. My oldest daughter just graduated this year from Girl Scouts, and that's about it.
Awesome. So can you take us back to when your Girl Scout journey started? Tell us about that. You know, as a girl, what was your experience like?
Girl Scouts was ran out of one of the schools. I went for elementary. I joined as a brownie. My mom ended up taking over the troop because they didn't have enough volunteers. My sister joined shortly thereafter, and I just kind of fell in love with it. I like outdoors and doing just stuff.
Awesome. Did you ever think that you would be a Girl Scout volunteer when you were older?
Not really. I originally didn't plan on having any kids, but when I met my husband, my oldest daughter came along with him as my stepdaughter. And then we decided to have one more just to see if we could get a boy. And we ended up with another girl. And both my girls love the outdoors and love camping.
Wonderful. So tell us about when you first became a Girl Scout volunteer. How did that happen?
My daughter's troop needed some additional assistance. One of their troop leaders had to step out of the role, and she did primarily product. So I stepped into product because I've worked in retail for the last 26 years. So it was an easy thing that I could just step into and assist. And then the troop slowly started getting smaller and disbanding. And then we split troops, and they asked me to be a full-time leader.
Awesome. So how long now have you been a volunteer with Girl Scouts?
I want to say a little over 16 years.
So what keeps you coming back year after year for all that time?
I keep getting more girls. So currently, like I said, my oldest daughter just graduated out of Girl Scouts. She is going to be getting her lifetime and coming back as a volunteer to help with her younger sister's troop. And I have run a multi-level troop with another leader. And we currently have Daisy through Cadet. Wow. And I think we have 14 girls.
That is amazing. So what do you enjoy so much about being a volunteer?
I just like the experience that it gives the girls and the, I want to say, passion that they get to try new things. Because some of the stuff they would have never tried without Girl Scouts.
What are some of those things? Some memories maybe you can think of from your time as a Girl Scout leader.
My oldest daughter participated in a Boy Scout event as a Girl Scout. We did Ninja Warrior back in, I think, 2014. And we actually went to and planned a whole camping weekend with the Boy Scouts. As Girl Scouts, we have to be separated from the Boy Scouts, but we got to throw axes, we got to shoot BB guns, we did slingshots, we did a full Ninja Warrior, and then we learned about different aspects that the Boy Scouts do for their Eagle Scout and what they do for that kind of stuff. And a lot of the girls that we went with were interested in doing more of that type of stuff.
So what kind of activities do both of your troops now enjoy to do?
We love archery. We are excited about the new axe throwing at Camp Linden that just got installed. We are actually have a trip planned with our sister troop in GSSEM to go camping in October. We're taking both hilltops, bigger cabins. I think we have 9 girls going from each troop, as well as their parents.
Awesome. What are some of the things that your girls love about some of those adventure opportunities? Why do you think they enjoy spending their time camping and doing those things?
You know, I don't know. Some of them like doing the girly stuff. Some of them like camping. Some of them like doing just the everyday outdoor stuff. And some of them just like not being with their parents.
How have you seen the girls in your troop grow as a result of being in Girl Scouts?
So I have two girls that were so shy. They couldn't actually look in the eyes of any leader or any adult when they were asking questions, and you could barely hear them talk. Now they're both in public speaking. They're both outreach, and they both love just doing stuff. The more the merrier, and the more friends they can make, the better.
How do you, as the leader, help girls build those skills and build that confidence?
So we run basically a democracy in the thing. The girls pick out each year what badges they want to work on. They pick out the top priorities that they can maybe learn first to teach the other girls. It is completely girl-led. We want each girl to make sure that they understand that Girl Scouts is a safe space, that whatever we do in the thing, we do together. But because it is a democracy, if one girl doesn't want to participate, she just doesn't have to join and do that. But we still have to offer up all the different varieties of things that the girls could be doing together.
How do you make things girl-led in your troop?
Well, like I was starting to say before, we basically do a voting system. So at the beginning of the year, they pick their top three badges that they want to earn in their journey. The journey doesn't have to match the badges. They also have to pick what fun activities they want to do. And then they have to actually sit down and budget how much money we have and which ones are their top picks. The girls each pick one that they have to learn on their own or on the website with the toolkit, because they have full access to the toolkit for us. We're very tech savvy. And then they have to, once they learn that and they prove to us that they learned it correctly, then they come back and teach the other girls. But like I said, if the other girls don't want to learn that particular badge, like for example, we did a lighthouse badge. So we did a lighthouse tour, and a couple of the girls actually went on a lighthouse cruise and met and did some of that. And then they came back and they actually brought in materials so each girl could build their own lighthouse to get a visual of how to do that.
That's so cool. And it's something, you know, an interest that the girls chose and the girls were interested in, right?
Yep. That is not, we don't choose anything unless it's something that has to be required. The last 5 years, we have won Honor Troop Plus.
That is wonderful. If somebody is listening to the podcast and they don't know what that means, can you explain that a little bit?
So it's basically kind of similar to like the principal's list or the dean's list, all of the requirements to get an honorary, you get a patch. And then our troop also does the ribbon. So when we do parades and stuff, we have the ribbons attached to our banner. So it's basically, you have to make sure your financials are done. You have to do a source activity. You have to have 50% of your girls in the weekly or monthly meeting with the council. You have to be part of family partnership and talk about family partnership with the different troop girls' parents. I know there's a whole lot more requirements, but I mean, it's available on the GSUSA site. You can go into forms and look it up if anybody's interested. It's a very cool thing, and it's very few each year get this award. Many don't even know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really cool program that, as you mentioned, kind of gives guideposts, right, for like how a troop could function if they want to be functioning at that really high level for girls. So yeah, great, great example. And congratulations on earning that distinction for so many years. That is so cool.
Most of our girls are kind of overachievers. We've had each year to add on additional space to their back of their vest for the fun things, as well as additional space on the front, because we do the program where that, because we are multi-level, you're transitioning to the next level each year, you can do a level up patch.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So it sounds like your girls are really, really badge and patch driven, huh?
Yes, very.
That is cool. Can you explain a little bit, again, if somebody is not really familiar with Girl Scouts and they have stumbled upon this podcast, What is the big deal about badges? You know, why do girls get so excited about them? And from your perspective, what do they learn from badges?
So basically, the badges that go on the front, those are things that the girls have to do requirements to earn those badges. The ones that are on the back of the vest are the ones that are like the fun activity. They did an ice cream challenge last year. So you had to check off so many things. You'd earn the patch, but it was also a fun activity. So it was more fun than, say, life skills, where most of the ones on the front are different kinds of life skills, like survival, first aid, how to be a photographer, how to check out things in nature, different skill sets.
Yeah, I think our badges are so cool because a lot of people don't realize that when a girl earns a badge or a patch, but when a girl earns a badge or gets that patch for attending an activity or an event, it's a symbol of something that she's done, something that she's accomplished, you know, and our badges are so much more. They're earned. It's not just like anybody gets a badge. They build these competencies and build these skills, and then they get to wear the badge on their vest, so or their sash. So I think that is so cool. And a lot of people don't realize, you know, that that's what badges actually symbolize. So Jen, can you tell us a little bit about your volunteer role and, you know, what your specific role is within the troop?
I don't even know where to start. So I'm the bank manager or treasurer in most cases. So I control the funds, and the girls actually have to give me a detailed budget on what we're spending on. I'm also the one that plans and helps assist the girls with the parties. So we have an upcoming bridging event and Court of Awards in one coming up in September. So we have three girls bridging up to new levels. And then we have all of the patches that they've earned throughout the year coming up to be gifted to each girl. I'm also the product manager, so I'm in charge of both treats and reads and cookie season. So I'm the one that has to take the training first. My cadets will be joining the training this year for the first time with me. Last year, we had technical difficulties, so they weren't able to join when we joined for the meeting. And then we just make sure that we have everything ready to go the day prior and make sure that everybody's aware when the meetings are.
Awesome. So I'm really interested in the product program role and specifically what you mentioned about your cadets joining the training with you this year. For those who aren't familiar, our product program is, of course, our world famous cookie program. And we also have the Treats and Reads program, which features nuts, candies, magazines, other kind of items like that. Can you tell us a little bit about the girl-led nature of the product program and, you know, what you meant about the girls joining the training with you?
So beginning of the season, we take in a Zoom meeting or a detailed training. I pick up the packet usually at council prior and the stuff to pass out to the girls. They're each going to get their own product manager kit this year. Each girl is going to sit through the training with me, ask questions. It's usually a live Zoom meeting. So there will be multiple different troops and leaders on. The girls are going to learn the leadership skills for setting up the cookie booth this year, actually planning when they're going to do their cookie booth. Last year, they did their own cookie booths. So each cadet had to pick a non-council spot, go and talk to that business, set up a time, get back with me, and then sit down with me and ask council for permission for that spot and make sure that we had product available to sell for cookie season specifically at each spot. And they ran their own cookie booth with one of the leader volunteers.
That is so cool. I think the way that you have talked about how you implement girl-led in your troop, I think is amazing. It definitely makes me think of in Girl Scouting, we talk so much about progression, which is the idea that as girls get older, you can give them more responsibilities, allow them to try more things, that kind of thing. How have you navigated the progression of girl-led with your troops?
So with our daisies, and we start out with product. So when we set up the booth, the daisy has to be there a minimum of 2 hours to get their booth participation. And then depending on which booth, because Super Bowl weekend doesn't count because that's super crazy, but they are there for 2 hours. They have to speak to a minimum of 5 customers and ask them if they'd like to purchase cookies, and then they handle everything but the money. The brownies, they do the same thing as the daisies, but they have a little bit higher requirements. So they have to speak to at least 20 customers, help 20 customers, and they can get the money from the customers, but they're not technically allowed to do the cash box. So our juniors are in the next step up. They have to ask every customer that they can see, if not already asked by one of the brownies or daisies. And then they also have the cash. And because we implemented Square so that we are card reader available as well, they are allowed to do the swiping of the card and getting the signature and handing off the product and the cash box. And the cadets are basically running their own booths with one of the younger girls as an assistant with one leader.
What do girls learn from this girl-led experience with the product sale?
They learn how to be outspoken, how to see what the customer wants, different forms of payment, how to run a business, how to make sure you have the inventory for the business, financials, making sure you have the budget.
And what do you love about helping specifically with the product program?
Well, like I previously stated, I've been in retail for like well over 26 years. So this stuff is easy to me. I like just seeing the girl grow, seeing what they challenge themselves to do. Like we had two girls compete when who could do their most booths, who could get the highest cookie packages sold. We have competitions between the girls, well within reason. They can't get more customers than the other. They have to share. And then we also have girls that if one girl is only at like just 500 to get to that next level, and the other girl is over by so many packages, the other girl will share with the other girl to make sure that they're both going to get the most bang for their buck.
Awesome. That is, I love the friendly competition aspect of that. Now, I'm curious what you feel are some of the benefits of volunteering for Girl Scouts.
For me, it's fun. I like seeing the girls go out of their comfort zones. I like seeing the way that girls come up with different solutions to different problems. And sometimes the girls think of stuff that I would have never thought to think of.
And what about sharing the experience with your daughters? What has that been like for you?
My oldest daughter, I drive her crazy because I'm there for everything. My youngest daughter wants me to participate in everything. So, I mean, it's troop time, but it's mom and me time. So, I mean, they get the extra benefit, though they do get kind of upset sometimes that I'm spending more time with one of the other girls than them. But we've had a couple conversations where we've had to sit down and explain that, yes, mama's your mama, but mama's still the troop leader. So mama's responsible for everybody.
How do you think it has impacted your relationship with your daughters? Do you think it's made you closer?
I think I'm a lot closer with my younger daughter than my older daughter. She just hit 18, so she's getting ready for college, so she doesn't want to spend time at home so much. But my youngest daughter would rather spend time with me regardless of what we're doing.
That's so sweet. Sounds like you guys have a special relationship. What do you think you have learned from being a Girl Scout leader?
You know, I'm not sure. I mean, every day is a new experience, so I don't know what I haven't learned. The girls every day surprise me with something new.
All right. Well, what would you tell somebody who was considering volunteering for Girl Scouts and maybe they're not sure, you know, if it's the right fit for them or if they should try it? What would you tell them?
I mean, give it a chance. You never know. I mean, every day there's something unexpected that could happen. I mean, you may absolutely love it. You may absolutely hate it. But if you don't at least try it, you'll never know.
Yeah, great advice. Give it a shot and see how it goes, right? And that's exactly what we try to teach our girls too. You know, there's no harm in trying something and maybe discovering that it's not for you, but maybe it could be your new favorite thing. Jen, is there anything else that you were hoping to share today that we didn't get to talk about?
I mentioned the Honor Troop Plus, but there are also the other awards as well that if some of the other leaders out there would like to take a look at, there is the bronze, silver, gold. There's also the torch, and there's different volunteer opportunities that the girls can do. They can be a leader in action. They can be a volunteer. They can be a product specialist. In fact, Girl Scouts is hiring.
We sure are. Yep. We've got many positions opened throughout the council. So yep, you can volunteer. You can start a new career here. There are many, many options. Well, Jen, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me and, you know, talk about your experience and how much you really value girl-led and being a Girl Scout volunteer, providing that experience for girls. Thank you so much for taking the time today and for all that you do for Girl Scouts.
Thanks for having me, Brenna. I love Girl Scouts.
Yay. Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you. To all of our listeners, if you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, please be sure to do so by clicking the beautiful subscribe button that you see, and then be sure to leave us a rating and a review. This will help us to grow the podcast and reach new listeners. From there, we also encourage you to share this episode on your social media because you never know who might be looking for an experience like Girl Scouts in their life that they'll feel inspired to kind of take a leap and try it out, as Jen suggested. So thanks again for tuning in today. And until our next adventure, be bold, be brave, and leave each place a whole lot better than you found it.
We change the world.